Locker Room Chats here on KNZA. Final ones here in 2024. We're pushing up on the holiday break. We're talking D-West Hoops, and we're joined now by the Mustangs girls basketball coach. That is Perry Smith, brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire as well. Number 10 ranked team in Class 2A, Donovan West, still undefeated at 4-0. They beat Horton on Tuesday night, 51-34. Coach, I'm sure a lot to take away from that game, but just kind of the initial takeaways from your team's win against the Chargers.
Well, I thought we did some good things, and then on the flip side of it, I thought we did some things that probably weren't characteristic, or we hope isn't characteristic of our team going forward. But I'll give Horton a lot of credit. I thought they competed really well, and Coach Sorensen had them ready to play, and did what they needed to do to give themselves a chance, and played really hard. I was impressed with how hard they played last night. But we didn't shoot the ball real well, but at the same time, I thought we took some good shots, and that's the most important thing with that is shots always will fall as long as you're taking good ones. And I thought we did. We just struggled a little bit to get them to fall last night. So we'll just, need to get to the gym and get better and get ready here for the rest of the season.
Well, you'll get Troy on Friday night, and that'll be your final game before the holiday break. We'll talk about the Trojans in a moment, but I want to talk about your defense. What have you liked about that aspect of your team so far? I mean, you look at the four games you guys have played, you've held opponents to 35, 23, 33, and 34. If you're going to stay consistent with that number on the defensive end, you guys are going to win probably quite a few games.
Well, we hope so. I mean, that's what we've hung our hat on for years here at D-West is we want to be great on the defensive end of the floor. And we always go to with the mindset that our defense turns into our offense, and we hope the defensive end carries us, which it has this year. I mean, we're not anywhere where we need to be, you know, where we want to end up at the end of the year. No question about that. But we can defend. I mean, we're pretty athletic and we do a good job, you know, with on the ball stuff. And as long as we continue to get better defensively and which I expect we will, that's the end of the floor that'll carry us. And it has kind of been our trademark for quite a while here now.
Are you one of those coaches that's kind of a true believer of the offense wins games, defense wins championships kind of mentality?
Well, I probably, Brandon. I'm probably a little bit like that. It's always important for us because of the style we play. Our defense has got to lead to our offense. You know, we want transition buckets. We want to play in the full court. We always want our kids to be to play free and easy in the full court offensively, and defense is what gets us to that point. We want to turn people over, and we want to make them uncomfortable. And this group definitely has the ability to do that. And so far this year, we've done a good job with it. But again, you know, I reiterate, you know, we're nowhere near where we need to be, you know, and that's a good thing about where our program is. You know, the girls understand that, you know, they know what it takes to be, to win at the highest level, and they're not satisfied with where we are right now either, but that's a good thing. They'll go to work this week and after Christmas, and we'll continue to get better.
Coach, we'll talk about your opponent here in Troy on Friday, the final one here before we hit the holiday break. And this Trojans team, they just entered the rankings in 1A D1. They are off to an undefeated start as well. They're playing as well as anybody in our area, and they got arguably one of the best guards in Harper Wettstein. She was one of our athletes of the week. Didn't see what she did in their big win against Valley Falls last night, but I know through her first three games, she was averaging over 30 points a game and obviously kind of a handful. And you're talking about defense. You guys are going to have to be on cue in that department when you take on Troy on Friday.
Well, yes. And probably, you know, well, not probably, you know, this is a different type of game for us because they're not a league opponent. They'll have no bearing on us going into the postseason. You know, where it's been that way for a long time where, you know, we put a lot more emphasis on our league opponents and postseason opponents than we do, just regular games. Are they a team that's, you know, 12 miles from us? Yeah. Is it a rivalry for the girls? Yeah. But again, it really has no bearing at all on anything that goes, you know, for us to get to our end goals of playing in a state tournament. Or winning a state championship. It's just another rung on the ladder. And, you know, I know that Troy is playing as well as they have in a long time, it looks like, score wise. And this is a group they've kind of been waiting on. So, it'll be a good test, you know, one that we need, cause it'll be probably, the first test that we've had this year against a really, really quality opponent. And, so we're looking forward to it.
Coach, real quick, before we get you out of here again, this will be the final one before 2025, of course, for around the holiday season. I'm giving the coaches an opportunity to answer one Christmas-based question, and I'm going to ask you what your favorite Christmas movie is.
well, good. That's a good one, Brandon. We never get these conversations.
Right.
My favorite Christmas movie. My kids growing up, when Elf was on, I always enjoyed sitting down and watching that with them. I'm a big Will Ferrell fan, so yeah, probably Elf is probably my favorite Christmas movie.
You heard it here first, folks. There it is, Perry Smith, Elf, favorite Christmas movie. Donovan West girls basketball coach, a lot of fun. Appreciate it as always. Again, the Mustangs off to a 4-0 start, beating their opponent last night in Horton, 51-34. They'll get Troy at home on Friday night to close out the 24 portion of the schedule. Coach, we really appreciate it again. Happy holidays. We'll talk to you in 2025.
Yep, same to you, Brandon. Merry Christmas.